Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate everybody tuning in. We have rules of engagement on this program. They're pretty simple. I think even you goobers can follow them. First and foremost, if you want to send me a text message, you simply text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. So you get on your phone, and the number you type in is 33103. And then in the message box, you type the word Mike or Michael in your message, then you hit send. And you can do that anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I read text messages all the time. And in fact, just to show you how important text messages are, I was busy giving a speech last night in Colorado Springs to a group of people, to a group of business leaders. And so I hadn't heard any news for like, I don't know, 7-8 hours, because between driving down to the Springs and listening to music and just trying to relax and think about, you know, get my thoughts together for the program or for the speech. And then on the way back doing the same thing, I really didn't listen to any news. And when I got back, there were a couple of text messages about something going on in New Mexico that we're going to talk about today, because I think it's incredibly important on so many different levels what the governor of New Mexico is doing that is, to me, just completely outrageous. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 anytime, whether you're listening to the podcast, live, delayed, whatever. The second thing is you simply go to this website. This is the catch-all website. And we've rather than use the silly iHeart website, which is something like iHeart.com/blah, blah, 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 /blah, blah, blah, blah. We've just shortened it down to this. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Now, when you get to that website, let me turn around and look at it for a second. So you'll find on the website, like how to listen. So if you're looking for a particular affiliate, you're looking for what time the affiliate carries the program, there's an interactive map that will show you that. There are a list of the stories. There's obviously Michael's merch. There are the podcast posts, everything that you want. Let me just remind you about the podcast. Even though we call the weekend show The Weekend with Michael Brown, the podcast is The Situation with Michael Brown. So if you're looking to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app, whatever you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown, and that will get you to the proper podcast. And I really do appreciate you downloading and listening to the podcast. You can also subscribe to all of my social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All of those are listed there, too. You just click on those and follow me, and you'll see my pithy little comments or my little personal photographs that I put out throughout the week. So let's get started. I kind of want to give you a roadmap for the next few hours, because it's all tied together, I think, in this theme. We're being lied to. I know, shocker, right? The press, the cabal, as I call it, which is this unholy alliance between the media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants, they're all lying to us. And not only are they lying to us, but they're lying to us in a way that makes you want to be afraid. Be very, very afraid. You should always be afraid. And I have to confess that during my weekday program, I was getting really frustrated, because it just seemed to be overwhelming. Now, we're going to get to what I refer to Governor Lujan down in New Mexico. Her name is Michelle Grisham Lujan. I call her Wuhan Lujan, because during the pandemic, she was worse than probably or as bad as Gavin Newsom in California, or Kathy Hochul, or Cuomo in New York. They kind of took each other's place. Or Pritzker in Illinois. Any of the Democrat governors around the country, she was as bad or worse than they were, including Jared Polis, the governor here in Colorado. Well, she's done something that is just extraordinarily stupid. And I'm going to explain to you in a minute why it's stupid. But something else happened during the weekday program that I'm going to carry forward to the weekend, but add something kind of interesting to it. And that is a conversation I had with a friend on text. It was a text conversation about polar bears. And I did a segment this week about polar bears. And then this morning, as I'm doing a little last-minute show prep, there is a site that I go to, and suddenly it blares, polar bears are going extinct because of climate change. Well, wait a minute. That's the exact opposite of what the reality is. So kind of the theme of today is, how do we discern what is truth and what is not true? And then how do we recognize when we are being propagandized, when we're being lied to, and how do we counter the effect of the media constantly feeding us with fear? You know, one of the ways that, and again, I'm going to get to Michelle or Wuhan Luhan in New Mexico in just a minute, but I really want to establish this baseline for us. Let me give you an example. How many, now if you're driving, just raise one hand. Well, maybe, I don't know, raise two hands. How many of you heard about Hurricane Lee? Oh, my God, it's the end of civilization. If I hear one more time, now I know a little bit about hurricanes. If I hear one more time about how Hurricane Lee is a Category 5, and if it hits the East Coast, well, it's going to be devastating. And then it goes on to tell you, before they get to the real truth about Hurricane Lee, they talk to you about how it's been a deadly year on the East Coast. Deadly. I mean, I'm thinking, what? People are dropping dead on the beaches? What's happening? Well, apparently there have been several deaths in a few states because of strong riptides and strong currents. People have drowned. They've gotten too far away from the coastline, and they've gotten caught in a riptide or an undercurrent, and it has pulled them out to sea. They're tragic stories, and they have died. They have drowned. Some of the bodies have been found. Some haven't been found. But if you listen to the way the news is presented, you would think that people are just dying left and right, all up and down the front, the East Coast. And then they tie in Hurricane Lee to that. And they tie Hurricane Lee in by telling you, oh, my God, it's a Category 5. Run for the hills. Except what they don't tell you is, now, the National Hurricane Center in Miami collects and collates models that are done from all different universities and scientific groups all over the world. There used to be a scientist up at Fort Collins in Colorado, at Colorado State University, Professor Gray, who used to do a lot of hurricane predictions. He's either now deceased or retired. I forget which one. But they still produce a model. There are models produced in Europe, which is interesting because Europe's not really hit by hurricanes. But nonetheless, they study those because sometimes they turn in the Atlantic and they end up causing a lot of heavy rain in Great Britain or Ireland or whatever. And so there are these universities and scientific organizations that do modeling of hurricanes. There are, I'm guessing, somewhere between 15 and 30 different models that the National Hurricane Center collates. And then the National Hurricane Center uses those different models to create what's called a zone of landing, a zone of opportunity, a zone of probability. And that zone, that cone, I don't mean zone, I mean cone, a cone of probability. You've probably seen it on a map. And it starts out, you know, kind of small, and then it kind of balloons like a hot air balloon, kind of spreads out. Well, that's because the models all have different predictions of the path of a hurricane. Well, every single model right now shows Hurricane Lee somewhere before it gets anywhere near the East Coast, turning northward, and then the majority of the models show the hurricane, then making a, some say a very sharp right turn, some say a gradual right turn, but virtually every single one of them shows a right turn, and it heads back out into the Atlantic. So the likelihood, now there's, don't get me wrong, I understand the power of hurricanes, and they can decide to go wherever the hell they want to go, and nobody can stop them. But the models predict that it's not going to hit the East Coast. It's going to go elsewhere. But if you listen to the news, it's the end of civilization. So that's an idea that gives you a taste of what I want to talk about today, just in terms of the fear that we're constantly living under. And I'm just tired of it. Now, when we get back, I want to focus on another aspect of this fear, and it's coming to us out of New Mexico, where I happen to have a second home. I call it my undisclosed location in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. So when we get back, we're going to talk about what Michelle Wuhan Lujan Grisham, the governor of New Mexico, is doing that is absolutely atrocious in my opinion. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. Wuhan Lujan coming up next.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
The Exodus. Movies have been made about it. Scholars have debated for years about when it happened. Biblical evidence says 1445 B.C. Liberals say 1299 through 1232. It's the quintessential story of freedom that inspired America's initial 13 colonies to take on tyrant King George.
Wow, that makes sense. And Exodus also gives us God's law as revealed to Moses on Sinai. There's no more amazing spectacle in all of history than the biblical Exodus account.
That's right, Jane. And Monday, September 5th through December the 11th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, Dr. Wright, a gifted communicator who successfully defended his doctoral dissertation on the early date of Exodus at the University of Vienna, will teach a fascinating class on the Book of Exodus. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. We enthusiastically encourage you not to miss this unique class.
I encourage you to enroll today for this inspiring and life-changing class with Dr. Paul Wright.
That's right. Call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275 and register for credit or audit.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome back to The Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Let's talk about New Mexico for a minute. Wejo, Mexico. I've been going to New Mexico since I was just a small child. My grandparents always took me camping and fishing and hiking and stuff in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains of northern New Mexico. And then my wife and I, her dad had a home that he purchased probably in 1960, 1962. And then when her parents died, we bought out her siblings, and it's our getaway. I've broadcast this program from that location before. And it's our hideaway in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. One of the things we love about New Mexico is that where our home is, it's isolated. The elevation is just perfect. Our acreage is flat. Even though it's at about almost 8,000 feet, it's surrounded by pine trees and Russian olives, and we have a river that runs by it. We're next to, we're close to Ted Turner's Vermejo Ranch. So it's a really just, it's a great getaway for us. But we always get a kick out of this because, you know, the over-the-air broadcast that we get are the Albuquerque television station. And we used to joke and laugh about, hey, let's turn on the Albuquerque television stations and let's hear about all the gunfights. Let's hear about all the murders. Let's hear about all the shootings. And I'm not talking about recently. I'm talking about way back in the 70s or the 80s, we would joke about this. So Albuquerque has always had a history of violent crime. Now, I could spend the next 2.5 hours talking about why I think that's so. But just suffice it to say that Albuquerque has had a history of crime. It's had a history of gangs. It's had a history of shootings. And I don't want to paint the entire city that way because some of the suburbs of Albuquerque are beautiful and they're lovely and there's great restaurants. And Albuquerque, generally speaking, is a nice place. Today, Albuquerque has turned into any other major city that is run by Democrats. It's a crap hole city. And New Mexico is turning into a crap hole state. And our little hideaway is isolated. And don't you dare try to come onto it because, well, it's heavily guarded. Let's just put it that way. It's heavily guarded. I remember one time when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security and my security detail, we were taking a trip to that location. And my security detail had never been in a place like that. You know, they grew up in Washington, D.C., and that's all they kind of knew was an urban area like that. And they were just surprised. They were like, why in the hell are you doing what you're doing? Why aren't you just staying here all the time? That's just how wonderful and peaceful it is. But Albuquerque, which is way to the south of where our place is a crap hole city in many ways. Well, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, Governor Wuhan Lujan, has decided that she's going to suspend the Second Amendment. Yeah, she's just going to suspend the Second Amendment. Now, she's doing it under a public health emergency. Now, I want you to remember that. Because how many times, first of all, we're just coming out of the worst public health emergency, and I don't mean in terms of how bad it was health-wise, but I mean in terms of how bad it violated the Constitution, and I'm talking about the COVID-19 pandemic, in which the president and Tony Fauci, President Trump and President Biden and Tony Fauci and the CDC and the NIH and then governors all over the country just shut down the economy, destroyed people's lives, destroyed their businesses, all in the name of a public health emergency. Now, there are some Supreme Court cases that support the suspension of certain constitutional rights during an emergency. I don't think this is one of them. And I don't think those cases apply in these situations. I don't think they applied in the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic. Remember what the Second Amendment says. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's pretty clear. Now, those who don't like guns, those who don't like the Second Amendment, ignore the history of why it's worded the way it's worded. And I'm not going to go through all that history today, but suffice it to say, the United States Supreme Court, in numerous decisions, starting with the Heller decision, going all the way through the Bruin decision, have said that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right. It's just like my individual right, your individual right to free speech, to freedom of religion, to the free exercise of religion, to our free right, to our right of association. We can associate with anybody or anything that we want to. The right to travel, the right to petition the government, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, all of these individual rights that we have that are guaranteed to us by the Constitution. And Michelle Lujan Grisham, just yesterday, well, I should say Friday, depending on what time you're listening to this program, on Friday she issued an emergency public health order that suspends the open and the permitted concealed carry of firearms in Albuquerque for 30 days because of a spate of gun violence. Now, I want you to think about just how utterly stupid that is. If there's a spate of gun violence, who's committing the gun violence? Well, the thugs are. The thugs are doing it. There's not a bunch of law-abiding citizens in Albuquerque, although there probably should be, firing back at the thugs to protect their own lives and to protect their businesses. But the thugs are the ones that are creating this so-called public health emergency, this so-called spate of gun violence. It's not law-abiding citizens. It's not you. It's not me. It's the criminal element. And so Grisham decides that she's going to suspend open and permitted concealed carry of firearms in Albuquerque for 30 days. Now, let's mark today. I'm broadcasting this live on Saturday, September 9th. Let's come back on whatever day and whatever Saturday it is in October, 30 days from now, October 8th, October 9th, whatever it is, and let's see how the spate of gun violence is doing in Albuquerque. Because the law-abiding citizens aren't the one causing the problem. Now, when we get back, I want to focus for a little bit on precisely the wording of her emergency order. And I want you to recognize how this is such a clear violation of the Constitution. All in the name of what? Keeping you safe and keeping you afraid. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Company is looking out for you when they actually upgrade your service and don't charge you for it. This is great news for new and current Pure Talk customers. Pure Talk just added data to every plan and is including a mobile hotspot with each one with no price increase whatsoever. If you've considered Pure Talk before but haven't pulled the trigger, take a look again. Just $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and now 50% more 5G data plus mobile hotspot. Yes, just $20 a month. This is why customers love Pure Talk, who also happens to be veteran-owned and only hires the best customer service team right here in the USA. Most families are saving almost $1,000 a year while enjoying the most dependable 5G network in America. Dial #250 and say save now to make the switch to Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say save now and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I keep holding on tight to my dreams that eventually one day this country's going to wake up and realize that you and I are not the criminal. You and I are not the problem. And at some point, we have to just start pushing back and say, you know what? If there's a crime problem, if there's a drug problem, if there's a homeless problem, if there's an illegal alien problem, if there is, whatever it is, I don't care what problem it is, it's not you and me. We're not the problem. And I'm tired of our rights being eviscerated and taken away because somebody else is creating a problem. We're talking about this decision in, or this emergency order, that Governor Lujan down in New Mexico has entered, taking away the right to open carry or concealed carry a firearm for the next 30 days because of what she calls a spate of shootings in Albuquerque. CBS News reports it this way. Lujan Grisham referenced several recent shootings in Albuquerque. Well, you could do that any month in any year for the past, 20 years. There's always a spate of recent shootings in Albuquerque. Among them, CBS News reports, was a road rage shooting this past Wednesday outside a minor league baseball stadium that killed 11-year-old Froyland Vejas and critically wounded a woman as their vehicle was peppered with bullets while crowds departed at an evening game. Now, let's just think about that for a second. A drive-by road rage shooting. Question, who are the perps? You know, my guess is that there was at this, and I happen to know where this minor league baseball stadium is. There's a minor league team down in Albuquerque. My guess is there were probably several people in that stadium that were concealed carrying a firearm. They had a permit, which I believe you shouldn't have to have a permit, but that's another story for another day. Nonetheless, they had gotten a permit from the New Mexico Department of Public Safety to carry a concealed weapon. Did they shoot up anybody? No. Did their guns come out of their concealed carry holsters and start firing randomly at anybody? No. And in fact, it probably would have been, totally depending on the circumstances. So all of you who understand how guns work and understand the difficulty in a situation like this, let's just assume for a moment. Let's make a big-ass assumption here that some of those concealed carry permit holders had an opportunity to draw their weapon and shoot and kill those who were killing the other people in the road rage incident. They'd be heroes, wouldn't they? They'd be absolute heroes. But we didn't have any heroes that day. Instead, we had a bunch of thugs that decided to pepper a car with bullets in some sort of road rage incident. So they're thugs. They're criminals. They're dirtbags. Do you think for one nanosecond that they give a rat's ass about this executive order? Do you think they're going to read, they're sitting around, smoking a little crack, having some beer, they got their baby mamas with them, and they're sitting around somewhere in some meth house somewhere, think Breaking Bad. They're sitting around somewhere, and they hear on the news, they hear on Channel 4, KOB in Albuquerque, that the governor has said that nobody can conceal or open carry, and they turn to each other and say, well, crap, I guess we're out of business for 30 days. I guess we'll just stay here and not do anything. Do you think the criminals care about that? Of course they don't. The governor also cited, now remember, she's talking about a 30-day spate of shootings. She cited an August shooting in Taos County, which is north of Santa Fe, of 13-year-old Amber Archuleta. A 14-year-old boy shot and killed the girl with his father's gun while they were at his home. Now, I seriously doubt it. I don't know the details of this story. I've got a hyperlink here, but I'm not going to look it up. But I seriously doubt the 14-year-old boy did it deliberately. But even if he did, let's make the argument that even if the 14-year-old boy deliberately got his father's gun and shot his 13-year-old sister, or 13, I don't know what sister, but a 13-year-old girl in the home. He's the criminal. Now, the father left the gun available for the kids to get a hold of. He's a criminal also. Now, do you think that anything that this executive order says is going to change anything about that story? No, it is not. She said, or CBS News says this, last month, a five-year-old was fatally shot while sleeping in a motorhome. Now, if that's all I told you about the story, you'd think, oh, my gosh, that's horrible, right? Well, of course it is horrible. But listen to what happened. How did a five-year-old kid get shot while sleeping in his motorhome? Well, here's what the story says. Four teenagers entered the mobile home community in two stolen vehicles. All right, so they're already felons. Four teenagers steal a car. I'm sorry, they steal two cars. It's even worse. I guess, you know, hey, we're going to steal one, we might as well steal two. So they steal two cars, and then they break into the motorhome, and they open fire. The girl was struck in the head, died later at the hospital. Were they law-abiding citizens? Did they have a concealed carry permit? Were they lawfully open carrying? Do you think that they give, again, a rat's patoot about this executive order? They don't. The point is this. This executive order does nothing, nothing at all, to protect the citizens of Albuquerque, or for that matter, the entire state of New Mexico. All it does is it criminalizes those who have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And one woman, one dumbass woman by the name of Wuhan Luhan, the governor of New Mexico, has decided in her, she thinks on her authority, that she can suspend the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution because of some shootings in Albuquerque. If that's the case, you know, I always tell my audience, including you, I like to take all these arguments to their logical conclusion. If executive orders are going to make everybody safe, then let's just suspend the United States Constitution. Which, of course, whisper, whisper, that's exactly what the Democrats want. That's exactly what the Marxists in our midst want to do. They don't like the Second Amendment. Hell's bells, they don't like the First Amendment. We're going to talk about that later in the program, too. If they had the opportunity to do what she is doing and just do it permanently, they do it in a New York minute. And they're punishing the wrong people. Rather than going after the dirtbags that are killing other people, they're taking away the ability of law-abiding citizens to protect their homes, themselves, their families, and their businesses. All in the name of safety. All in the name of safety. So I looked at the executive order itself. And I want you to hear what it says. Let me find, there's a particular sentence I wanted to read to you. Whereas temporary firearm restrictions, drug monitoring, and other public safety measures, all right, what are those, are necessary to address the current public health emergencies. So no other person other than a law enforcement officer or a licensed security officer shall possess a firearm, either openly or concealed, within cities or counties averaging 1,000 or more violent crimes per 100,000 residents per year since 2021, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program, and more than 90 firearm-related emergency department visits per 100,000 residents from July of last year to June of this year, according to the New Mexico Department of Public Health. Except, now here's the exception. On private property owned or immediately controlled by the person. Well, isn't that kind of her? So you can stay on your own property and you can carry your weapon. But the minute you step off your property line, you've lost your constitutional right to protect yourself. You've lost that right. Now, I think that this is wholly unconstitutional. Now, here's why I think it's wholly unconstitutional. The right to keep and bear arms is an individual right. There's nothing in the Second Amendment that says, oh, you know what, if there's a spate of shootings and there's a bunch of violent crime, then you can suspend that individual right. You know, it is just as important for me and for you to be able to protect ourselves not only in our homes or on our private property, but while we're off our property, while you're in the grocery store, while you're in the Walmart, while you're in the Publix, while you're in the Ralphs, wherever you happen to be, while you're just on the road. This suspension is an example of how, in this country, every one of the amendments, all 10 of the Bill of Rights, are being eviscerated by Democrats at every single opportunity, and it's always in the name of safety. Well, let's think about what that means if it's always in the name of safety. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. What do you think about this? I'd love to hear what you have to say. Hang tight. What does it mean when they talk about safety? That's next.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Mm-hmm.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In 1889, the Lady of Justice was placed on top of the dome of the Shasta County Courthouse. Later in 1959, the statue had lost her sword after high winds broke it from its hilt. The broken-off piece precariously perched on a platform surrounding the statue. Maintenance supervisor Lloyd Knox removed the sword so it wouldn't fall from the roof. The sword was repaired and returned later that year. By 1963, the statue was removed from the old courthouse by helicopter. It was then put in a brick monument on the courthouse lawn. Vandals started to attack the statue. Over the following years, the sword was stolen 3 times, the scales once. Someone tried to cut off the head with an axe. All the statue's fingers, except for the thumb on the left hand, were beaten away, and the back was so severely beaten it caused the pot iron she was made of to break away, creating a large hole in the center of her back. In 2008, it was removed for safekeeping and restoration to be placed in the new courthouse currently under construction.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You can always text the word Mike to 33103, Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, for everything you need to know about the program. So we're talking about in New Mexico, because of a spate of gun violence, the governor down there has decided that she's going to suspend the right to keep and bear arms, except on your own private property. So if you are, unless, of course, you're a cop or a security guard, which I always find that interesting, too. Why do cops, or why does the mall cop have a right to keep and bear arms, but a private citizen does not? The Constitution doesn't differentiate between a mall cop or law enforcement or you and me. The Constitution includes all of us, including the mall cop and the law enforcement officer. And each of us has, under Supreme Court rulings, an individual right to keep and bear arms. We're the law-abiding citizens. You know, I forget what the circumstances were, but there was a shooting in Florida over the past few weeks. And the sheriff in this county was so angry at the news media reporting about gun violence that at one point he took his gun out of his service weapon out of its holster and placed it on the podium and said, "This gun will not hurt anybody. It only hurts someone when someone deliberately uses it to do so." You know, for those of you who are not gun owners, those of us who are gun owners aren't looking for the opportunity to use our weapons, unless, of course, we're hunting or we're target practicing, or we find ourselves in a situation which we don't want to find ourselves in, where we have to use our weapon to protect ourselves, or our family, or our business, or our property. We're not looking for those opportunities. We try to avoid those situations. But if and when we do get caught in those situations, then we have a God-given right of self-defense, which is separate and apart from the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not about self-defense. The Second Amendment is about protecting us against a tyrannical government, which is why the Founding Fathers said that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I know many people think, well, that's a wacko job, because how are you going to defend against a tyrannical government when they have F-16s and all you have is a .44 Magnum? Well, someday I'll go through the entire scenario of how that works. But you got to trust me on this one. That's the purpose of the Second Amendment. The right of self-defense is a God-given right. It's called natural law. And that natural law says that you have a right to defend yourself against harm. If that means with a baseball bat, or a golf club, or a knife, or a gun, or whatever it is, a frying pan, the old frying pan trick. Knock them over the head with the frying pan. Boom, knock them out. You have a right to do so if someone is attacking and hurting you. this idea that we have to live in safe communities really drives me nuts. Now, I don't want to live in a crime-ridden neighborhood. I don't want to live in a crime-ridden, you know, S-hole city like Albuquerque or Chicago or Los Angeles or San Francisco or Detroit. Well, I shouldn't, you know, Detroit's actually gotten a little better. Or New York. I don't want to live in one of those cities. Because the crime's just too out of control. But the government does not have a responsibility to keep you safe. Now, they can pass all sorts of laws, you know, against murder, against rape, against, you know, aggravated assault, against any sorts of physical bodily crimes, against bank robberies, against robbing grocery stores, against, you know, there are all sorts of crimes that we have agreed that governments can pass laws to protect us from criminal activity. But despite the passage of all of those laws, what happens? Crimes still occur. We still have murders. We still have rapes. We still have robberies. We still have aggravated assaults. We still have burglaries. We still have every single crime for which there is a law prohibiting that crime. We still have that crime. So obviously, the government cannot, quote, keep us safe. All the government can do is punish those who violate the laws that we, the people, agree ought to be enacted in order to punish those who engage in criminal activity. If you want to take that argument to its logical conclusion and say, well, how do they keep us safe then? Well, then we got to prevent people from committing crimes in the first place. Taking away their guns? It's not going to do that. We're going to have to take away every single thing that can be used as a weapon. You know, I was watching this series, I think, I forget whether it's on Netflix or Dark Winds. It's called, or Netflix or Amazon. It's called Dark Winds. And it's about a cop on the Navajo reservation. And in one scene, a prisoner that's being transported sees an ink pen, like a typical Bic pen you'd see at a counter in a grocery store or someplace where you're just signing something. And he steals the pen. And he's able to use the pen to stab the deputy that's transporting him, and he's able to escape. You see, you simply cannot keep everybody safe all the time. That's the price of liberty and freedom. Well, you can go live in a communist country if you want to. You can go live in a tyrannical country if you want to. But guess what? There's still crime, baby. Oh, yeah, there's still crime. Let's talk about polar bears coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. Polar bears and contradictory studies about them.
What happens when a legend leaves at the top of his game to pursue his own path? In sports, it leads to some of the most memorable moments. And in the world of whiskey, it can create remarkable results. Brian Nation is one such whiskey legend who left a storied career as master distiller for Ireland's most famous whiskey to try his hand here in America and bring innovation to the spirits category. And his first whiskey, Keeper's Heart, is an absolute masterpiece. Keeper's Heart is the world's first Irish and American whiskey, bringing together the very best of these two distinct distilling styles into one celebrated spirit. It's so good, in fact, their 10-year-old whiskey was recently named World's Best Irish Whiskey by the Tasting Alliance. Based on the awards it continues to bring home, it's unlike anything the world has ever tasted before, in the best possible way. Keeper's Heart brings the boldness of American whiskey and the smoothness of Irish whiskey to create a new experience worthy of the record books. Drink responsibly.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at Justice.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden addressing the leader of India at the G20 Economic Summit said the U.S. participation in the rail and shipping corridor they're planning there will mean a vast expansion in global trade.
This is a real big deal. I want to thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. One Earth, one family, one future. That's the focus of this G20 summit.
Meanwhile, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the G20 has agreed to make the African Union a permanent member.
Many of the clubs set up in the post-war era were very Western in their focus, throws out vast swathes of the world that are becoming increasingly economically and politically significant. And what we've seen with the rise of the BRICS countries, Brazil and Russia and India and China and South Africa, and now the G20 and the addition of the African Union, it is a beginning of, or a continuation of, a remoulding of these blocks or collections, these loose agglomerations of countries, as the world constantly changes before our eyes.
As the BBC's Chris Mason, there was widespread support for adding the African Union to the G20. It makes it the second regional bloc to become a permanent member after the European Union. A Colorado lawsuit seeking to bar Donald Trump from running for president has been moved out of state court in Colorado. The remains of two people who died in 9/11 have been identified.
The remains are of a man and a woman. Their names were withheld at the request of their families. New York City's medical examiner has now been able to link remains of more than 1,600 World Trade Center victims. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in Lower Manhattan. The announcement comes days before the 22nd anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center towers, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. More than 1,000 remains in New York have yet to be identified.
That is correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you one of the nearly 10 million families that own a timeshare? Unfortunately, many families stuck in timeshares have learned the dark side of ownership, as their timeshare ends up being nothing like they were promised. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you were lied to when buying a timeshare, you're going to need help. I know this because I once worked as a timeshare salesman, but quit the business and made it my personal mission to help folks get rid of bad timeshares. That's why I put together a timeshare exit information kit to help you understand how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Over 30,000 families have trusted us to get rid of their timeshares. Many started out by simply calling us for the free information kit and are now timeshare free.
To get your free information kit, call Wesley Financial now. 800-939-1331. That's 800-939-1331. 800-939-1331.
TikTok says operations have started at the first of its three European data centers.
It's part of the Chinese-owned app's project to ease Western fears about privacy risks. The video app started migrating European user data to the data center in Dublin. Two more data centers, one in Ireland and another in Norway, are under construction. TikTok has been under fire from European and American authorities over concerns that it could be sending masses of sensitive user data to China.
As correspondent Jeremy House reported, local leaders in Shasta County, California, had decided to get rid of the voting machines it uses to tabulate ballots, but now the Democratic-controlled state legislature has voted to limit when local governments can count election ballots by hand. The Shasta County supervisors cited a loss of public confidence in the machines from Dominion voting systems. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Second Amendment is now on hold in parts of New Mexico.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued the 30-day emergency public health order temporarily suspending the right to carry firearms in public across Albuquerque and surrounding Bernalillo County in response to a spate of gun violence. The Democrat governor expects legal challenges but says she was compelled to act after several recent deaths, including a suspected road rage shooting this week outside a minor league baseball stadium that killed an 11-year-old boy. The firearm suspension is tied to a threshold for violent crime rates currently only met by the Albuquerque area. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
1 month after the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century leveled the historic town of Lahaina, Hawaii Governor Josh Green said Friday the number of missing has dropped to 66. The confirmed death toll remains at 115. Authorities will soon escort residents on visits to their burned-up properties. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I sincerely do. Rules of engagement for the program are pretty simple. First and foremost, anytime you're hearing, well, actually, you don't even have to be hearing my voice. Anytime you want to send me a text message, all you have to do is open your phone, and this is the phone number, 33103-33103. And then in the body of the text message, you just start out with the word Mike or Michael, and you just tell me whatever you want to tell me. Ask me any questions. It's an Ask Michael Anything, an AMA, or Tell Michael Anything, a TMA, whatever you want to do. And you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I'm constantly looking at text messages because it's a great source of ideas for show topics. Sometimes I misstate something or I'm going 100 miles an hour and I miss a point that you think is important. And so the text messages are really an integral part and a great way for you to interact with the program. So text the word Michael to 33103. For everything about the program, how to listen to the podcast, how to find an affiliate, how to follow me on social media, all of that is at one simple website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Michaelsaysgohere.com. Go check it out right now. Subscribe to the podcast. When you subscribe to the podcast, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That's the name of the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. And I really would appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. It really does help me out with Premier and iHeart if you subscribe and listen to the podcast. So, boom, get busy and do that. Let's talk about polar bears. Now, this week during my program, I don't want to go through all the entire story, but just suffice it to say this. I had gotten into an argument, actually not really an argument, a debate with a friend of mine whose sole source of information is the New York Times and NPR. And I don't know how we got off on this topic. I think I mentioned something about seeing some bear. I'd seen a mama bear and her cub while I was in New Mexico over Labor Day weekend. It was a fantastic sight watching this mother bear and her cub run across this field. They had been feeding on acorns and whatever they could find because it's the season where they're trying to get as many calories as possible. And they had finished feeding and boy, I caught them just as they were crossing the highway, slammed on the brakes and was able to grab thought I was grabbing a video, but I grabbed a quick picture of him. But it was a fantastic sight, seeing this mama bear and her cub. Now, and I'd mentioned that, and then my friend was like, well, you know the polar bears are going extinct. And I said, no, they're not. They're not going extinct. Why do you think they're going extinct? Well, because that's what I read about it in National Geographic, or somebody, there was a report on National Geographic about they're going extinct. What oddly seems to surprise so many people is how reality can quickly disagree with the hypotheses and the speculative models of the scientists who were telling us and are telling us still, despite contrary evidence, that the polar bears are going extinct. The polar bear is a great example of how reality disagrees with what models and all of the nut jobs that keep pushing climate change on us keep wanting us to believe. Now, back in 2008, the polar bear was indeed listed as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Now, why? Because the Center for Biological Diversity's petition to get them listed fell on sympathetic ears. Now, because the hypothesis regards future effects of increasing carbon dioxide on sea ice, and therefore polar bear health, the Center for Biological Diversity argued that polar bears were endangered. Now, let me tell you what that means in layman's terms. Well, because we have increasing CO2, that's going to decrease the amount of sea ice, and sea ice is necessary for the polar bears to go hunt and scavenge and find enough food to live on. And when that ice all starts to disappear, the polar bears are going to disappear. Well, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That may be true if, and the big if is, the sea ice was disappearing. But the sea ice is not disappearing. But the more important point is, ever since Al Gore claimed in his movie An Inconvenient Truth that climate change threatens polar bears have become the kind of the go-to animal to scare you about the climate. Remember the famous picture? I know you can remember this picture if you think hard enough. The polar bear who is on a floating piece of ice all by himself. Greta Thunberg, Al Gore, every climate scientist nut job in the world uses that photograph. Do you know that even to this day, people believe that that photograph is the photograph of a singular polar bear on a singular piece of ice that has broken off from a glacier because of climate change and the polar bear is going to die? If you actually research that photo, you'll find that it's actually a still taken out of a collage of photographs of polar bears, and the polar bear is not anywhere near starving to death, and is not anywhere near floating off into eternity on a block of ice that's not anywhere attached to sea ice. It's cropped to present a particular narrative. And that narrative is designed, as we're talking about throughout the program today, to make you afraid. Oh my gosh, the poor polar bears, they're going extinct. But that's not the truth. In the State of the Polar Bear report published on February 27th, the International Polar Bear Day by the Global Warming Policy Foundation, the zoologist Dr. Susan Crockford explains that while the climate change narrative insists that polar bear populations are declining due to reduced sea ice, the scientific literature does not support that conclusion. Now, I'm going to give you some numbers in just a minute. But before I do, there is a website that's in my show prep list of favorites that I always go to. And today's story is, this is dated September 1st, so this is only 8 days old. I didn't have this story, I didn't see this story when I was talking about polar bears during the week. Listen to the headline. Plummeting polar bear numbers directly linked to greenhouse gas emissions for the first time. Dateline Seattle. For the first time, scientists have established a direct link between declining polar bear populations and greenhouse gas emissions. Now, this comes from the University of Washington. I don't know what it is about the University of Washington, but it seems that every time they do modeling, they totally screw it up. This is the same University of Washington that gave us all of the models about COVID. And my gosh, we were all going to die if we didn't stay 6 feet apart. And we were all going to die if we didn't wear a mask. The University of Washington needs to get its act together, I think. Now, the team at the University of Washington, in collaboration with this conservation group, Polar Bears International, published this in the journal Science. And they claim that polar bear numbers are plummeting. Well, guess what? That's not true. Polar bear numbers are not declining, and they are not becoming extinct. So how do we ascertain what's true and what's not true? You see, this is why we live in an age where there is such an abundance of misinformation, which I'm not saying we should, I don't want to censor misinformation. I'm just saying we have to learn to understand that when we read something, take it at face value. I'll explain why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Polar bears are going extinct, except they're not. The number's coming up next. I'll be right back.
What happens when a legend leaves at the top of his game to pursue his own path? In sports, it leads to some of the most memorable moments. And in the world of whiskey, it can create remarkable results. Brian Nation is one such whiskey legend who left a storied career as master distiller for Ireland's most famous whiskey to try his hand here in America and bring innovation to the spirits category. And his first whiskey, Keeper's Heart, is an absolute masterpiece. Keeper's Heart is the world's first Irish and American whiskey, bringing together the very best of these two distinct distilling styles into one celebrated spirit. It's so good, in fact, their 10-year-old whiskey was recently named World's Best Irish Whiskey by the Tasting Alliance. Based on the awards it continues to bring home, it's unlike anything the world has ever tasted before, in the best possible way. Keeper's Heart brings the boldness of American whiskey and the smoothness of Irish whiskey to create a new experience worthy of the record books. Drink responsibly.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
It's obvious today that the biblical idea of the family is under attack. Emissaries of Satan are determined to alter the institution of marriage to accommodate those who deny that marriage is only between a man and a woman, in spite of how God designed it to be from the beginning.
That's the sad truth, but we at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School want to equip today's young people and adults to withstand these efforts to marginalize the family with our Marriage and Family Biblical Counseling class. This class will affirm God's purpose for marriage, His intended roles for husband and wife, His precepts for effective communication, and His design for biblical sexuality.
I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. Jane, I understand that you will be teaching this class. How can interested listeners get more info on the strategic effort to counter the current cultural distortions of God's plan for marriage?
Just call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
You're learning about polar bears on the weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Or go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, for anything you need to know about the program. So when I talked about polar bears during the weekday program, this other story had not popped up in my radar. And it's a classic example of how studies get published using models, using anything but actual raw data collected in the field about polar bears. And the claim in this new study published in Science magazine is that polar bears are becoming extinct. And what I talked about during the week was, no, the numbers of polar bears are actually on the increase. Now, how do we resolve that conflict between those two studies? Well, to do it obviously I can't do it in the time permitted here on a radio program, but you'd have to go through every little detail of the study, pick apart every, the way the study is set up, the methodology of the study. You'd have to pick all of that apart, and then you would have to take the other data that I'm about to give you, and you would have to make sure that the methodology is clear, that it's correct, that it's proper, and that there is supporting evidence for the conclusions made in the study that I'm about to cite to you. So what I talked about during the week was, if you go back to the 1960s, the polar bears were indeed threatened, but it wasn't because of climate change. And in fact, I want you to think about the 1960s. Sure, we were worried about pollution. You know, what was it, Lake Erie or one of the Great Lakes was, they easily caught on fire. So the environmental movement really hadn't gotten full steam yet. And they really hadn't decided what to focus on quite yet. But climate change was not in our vocabulary in the 1960s. So if polar bears were truly going extinct in the 1960s, why? Hunting. Because there was unregulated hunting. And just like we failed to manage the forest, and so we end up with these raging wildfires, we weren't regulating hunting of polar bears, and so they were being overhunted. They weren't able to produce enough calves, and so enough cubs, so they weren't producing enough, and they were becoming extinct. So they go on the endangered species list, hunting starts to be regulated, and the numbers start, boom, exploding. And in fact, in the 1960s, it was the polar bear population was estimated to be between 5 and 12,000. I'm sorry, 5 and 19,000. So somewhere in the 1960s, there were, based on, and you know what I find interesting about the 1960s? Despite the lack of the advanced technology we have today, drones, drones and helicopters and the ability to see at night vision and to really kind of collect data in places that were, uninhabitable, that we couldn't get to, I actually trust the data more from 1960 than I do today. And the reason for that is today people manipulate the data. So I take that number from the 1960s of a population between 5 and 19,000 as being a really reliable starting point. And once we started that number, then they started regulating hunting. Now, if you completely eliminated hunting, the same thing that happened in northern New Mexico with black bears. I remember there was one season where they completely stopped the hunting of black bears in northern New Mexico. And what happened within the next 2 or 3 years? The population of black bears became so overwhelming that they were starving to death because there wasn't enough food to supply all of the bears that were reproducing, and so cubs were dying. You know, older bears were dying because they couldn't find enough food. So hunting tags were issued again, hunting was regulated, and the black bear population in northern New Mexico stabilized. The same is true with the polar bears. And since hunting became regulated, jump to 20 years, two decades later. Now the number of polar bears had increased to almost 23,000. And the number continued to increase. Where the global number of polar bears stands today, somewhere between 22,000 and 31,000. If you take that midpoint between 22 and 31, 26,500 polar bears. From a low of 5,000 to 19,000 back in the 1960s. And the number continues to increase. So think, go back to that iconic picture of one polar bear on a sheet of ice that has broken off from a glacier. And Al Gore used that. I now challenge you to go find the use of that picture anywhere else except in propaganda. Because this is another example of, and this study from the University of Washington that says they're going extinct is designed to make you think, oh my God, we gotta, you know, in fact, what we ought to do is we should just kill off humankind because humans are just the cause of all the CO2 and we should just get rid of humans and just let Earth go back to its natural state. Well, that's not for us to decide. That's for God to decide. So I'm not willing to pull a Jim Jones and go drink the Kool-Aid and go commit, you know, mass suicide so the Earth can return to its natural state. I kind of like the state of the world that it is. Well, I don't mean the state of the world in terms of its politics or its culture, but in terms of nature, oh my gosh. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. The bottom line is, polar bears are not going extinct. They're not becoming fewer and fewer. Since we started counting them in the 1960s, polar bears have never been more abundant than they are now. And this is a tremendous success story for conservation. We have actually seen polar bears more than double in number since the 1960s. Yet, this is not the story we're being told. And just as recent as this week, a new study is published that says, oh my gosh, because of climate change, the polar bears are going extinct. What do you think is going to get What do you think is going to get the most coverage? The fact that polar bear numbers are increasing or that polar bears are going extinct? If you're in the editorial room of ABC, CBS, or NBC, or MSNBC or CNN, and maybe even to, you know, even Fox News, and you have a chance to report on this study just out of the University of Washington, just now published in Science magazine, about how polar bears are going extinct because there's too much CO2 and the sea ice is diminishing and they can't feed themselves and little kids are going to cry and they're going to hear this story in grade school and they're going to go home and they're going to say, Mommy and Daddy, isn't it awful? You got to stop driving because you're killing the polar bears. We got to start eating crickets and worms and bugs to save the polar bears. That's what's going to get the news. Because it's based on fear. You see, even polar bears, it's based on fear. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. When we get back, this is simply unbelievable. When we get back, guess who can't do calculus anymore? Yeah. Somebody can't do calculus. I know I can't. But wait till you hear who really can't. We'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T-levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-Day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more, Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Come
join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family events will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Appreciate you tuning in. I really do. This is a great audience. Good text messages, good comments, good questions. I appreciate all of them. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. You know, I can't do calculus. I was horrible at math and still am. Oh, I can do basic multiplication. I can do basic division. I can do addition and subtraction. I know my fractions. But calculus, oh man, did I suck at it. But before I get to calculus, I want you to think about something. This is your assignment. I've got an assignment for you. Whether it's, maybe not this weekend, because there's not really, well, I guess the networks do have nightly news programs on Saturday and Sunday. But I would encourage you, particularly those of you that don't normally do so, to tune in and watch one of the network's weekend news programs. Or, you know, wait and do it Monday whenever you have a chance. But I want you to sit down, turn it on, stick through the commercials, and I just want you to watch and listen. Because it's really fascinating to me. You know, and maybe you can just say that I'm Clint Eastwood yelling, get off my lawn. But when I was growing up, you know, I grew up in a small rural community. And we had three stations, ABC, CBS, and NBC. Sometimes if we were lucky, we could get, you know, a faraway PBS station. Not sure that was luck or not, but sometimes we could. But we also had the local news. And the local news covered, oh, my gosh, the local news. Yeah, they call it, imagine that, they cover the local news. And that came on generally either, I forget whether it was either before or after the national news. And the local news was just that. Here's what's happening in, you know, maybe in the state, maybe within, you know, whatever the market area is of the local television stations. Here's what's happening, you know, business-wise or, you know, today there was a car wreck on the highway or, you know, there was a bank robbery or, you know, there was something. And then there was the weather. And the weather was really important because, you know, growing up in farm and ranch country, well, farmers and ranchers are, you know, their livelihoods are determined largely by the weather. And then that means that if you live in farm and ranch country and then you have a restaurant or you have a printing company or you have a clothing store, you have whatever kind of retail store is, grocery store, whatever it is, then your livelihood is dependent upon the weather because you're dependent upon the farmers and the ranchers. You know, all these businesses are all intertwined. It was fascinating last night as I was giving this speech in Colorado Springs to watch this group of people, all these business leaders from the Springs, get together and how they were networking. And as I watched them, I thought how intertwined and how interconnected all of them are. And that's what makes an economy vibrant. I'm getting off on a tangent here. But the point is that in this small town as I was growing up, that local news was important because it was about what was happening to businesses and schools, you know, and whatever in the local community. And then the weather would come on. Of course, the weather was important to us. And then, of course, you had the sports. So you had news, weather, and sports. You know, that's the model that has been around for decades. And then you would turn on, or you would stay tuned, and the national news would come on. And the national news would be what's happening in the world. They would tell you what's happening, or maybe what's happening in Washington, D.C., or what, you know, what's happening in terms of, you know, some big national story that was truly national in character. Something that every person had some sort of relationship to that story. I want you to think about that. There was a relationship to that story. It somehow affected you. Not directly necessarily, but it indirectly affected you. There wasn't weather. There wasn't sports unless there was some, you know, record broken, you know, unless, you know, Ty Cobb or Babe Ruth or somebody had done something, you know, phenomenal. That might be on the, well, that really dates me, doesn't it? If that might be on the news. But otherwise, it was national and international news. You listen to it now. And it's all about, I'm fascinated by this. You know, there was a murder case in wherever that stupid Murdaugh trial was, North or South Carolina. Well, that was national news. Well, that doesn't affect me. And I'm sorry that, you know, that the guy was crazy and maybe jury convicted him of his killing his wife and his son. But yeah, that's a horrible story, but it doesn't affect me. Or I love it now when they talk about, they never talk about the weather in Denver, unless, of course, we have a blizzard or something and the airport shut down. But now it's like, oh, my gosh, there's a heat wave, and this heat wave is going to collide with some warm, moist air over on the East Coast, and it's going to create thunderstorms that might affect 80 million people. I'm thinking, well, it doesn't affect me. I don't care about that. I'm not traveling. I'm not traveling to New York. I'm not traveling to, you know, Raleigh-Durham. I'm not traveling to Miami, so it doesn't affect me. And then there's always at the end of the newscast some story that's designed to tug at your heart. And that's become the model. And that's become the model because the networks are losing eyeballs. Nobody's watching the news anymore. So the news now has to be such hyperbolic, over the top, and it's got to be, you know, it's like with the weather. 80 million people are going to be affected by a heat wave. Well, unless you're in that heat wave, you know what? Your local meteorologist is probably the better person to listen to than the national meteorologist. Does anybody really listen to, what's his name? Al, whatever his name, Al Roker? Does anybody really care? If you ever listen to what Al Roker does on the Today Show in terms of the weather, it's just this broad brush of, well, you know, west of the Mississippi, it's going to be kind of warm, and east of the Mississippi, it's going to be kind of cool. Now let's go to your local weather. It's just all bullcrap. It's just all total bullcrap. And then I want you to listen to the tone. Because the tone will be like this. It'll be, oh, my gosh, you got to pay attention to it. It's horrible if you don't pay attention to this. You're crazy. You'd be very, very afraid of this. And then the local news comes on, and it's just pretty low-key, and here's what's going on. Here's what you need to know. The point I'm trying to make is this. It goes back to the theme of today's program, and that is keep you in a state of agitation. Keep you in a state of fear. Keep you in a state of, oh, my gosh, and I do think, to a certain degree, the world is on the precipice of really going to hell in a handbasket. But I don't need people to scream that at me. I don't need people to yell that at me. I just need people to tell me the facts about what's going on. And going back to the polar bears, well, don't lie to me about the polar bears. Give me the facts. Just give me facts. Wouldn't that be amazing? Speaking of facts, as all civilization, not just in this country, but as all civilization, kind of succumbs to this wokeness, succumbs to this political correctness, succumbs to this Orwellian state that we live in, the wealth that we have produced, when you look around, you know, the people who live at the poverty level in this country are richer, much richer, than poor people in other countries. This country has an abundance of wealth, and we have produced that because we live in a constitutional republic with individual liberty and individual freedom and a free market, and we live in a country where, and I think this is changing, where we had minimal regulations. Just enough regulations to make sure that the food we bought was safe, that the restaurants we ate in didn't give us salmonella or, you know, E. coli, that we had just the very minimum regulation to, you know, do the very basic things that government should do. Well, the wealth that we produce is going to be frittered away because we're not educating the generations behind us. Across the country, more students are placing into pre-college math, according to Colin Binkley from the Associated Press. Quote, at many universities, engineering and biology majors are struggling to grasp fractions and exponents. Really? Engineering and you can't grasp fractions? I'm not sure if you're going to be a structural engineer. Well, I don't care. Why can't you just, I was going to say a structural engineer, but hell's bells, an electrical engineer. Any kind of engineer. And you can't do fractions? Mary Emilnico, not sure I pronounced her last name, she's the chair of George Mason's math department. She says this, we're talking about college-level pre-calculus and calculus classes, and students can't even add one half and one third. Even softball quizzes, appropriate for grade school students, produce appalling results. She says, professors tried expanded office hours, a new tutoring center, pared down lessons, focused on the essentials, but students didn't come for help and they kept getting D's and F's. Maybe that's why we ought to abolish grades in college. Or maybe that's why we ought to abolish college. They kept getting D's and F's no matter what they did. But what do you expect? What do you expect when the society regards both merit, a meritocracy, and mathematics as racist? Oh, you didn't hear that story? Yeah, go look it up. Yeah, meritocracy and math are racist. Hang tight. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. A California judge prevents parents from doing something. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
What happens when a legend leaves at the top of his game to pursue his own path? In sports, it leads to some of the most memorable moments. And in the world of whiskey, it can create remarkable results. Brian Nation is one such whiskey legend who left a storied career as master distiller for Ireland's most famous whiskey to try his hand here in America and bring innovation to the spirits category. And his first whiskey, Keeper's Heart, is an absolute masterpiece. Keeper's Heart is the world's first Irish and American whiskey, bringing together the very best of these two distinct distilling styles into one celebrated spirit. It's so good, in fact, their 10-year-old whiskey was recently named World's Best Irish Whiskey by the Tasting Alliance. Based on the awards it continues to bring home, it's unlike anything the world has ever tasted before, in the best possible way. Keeper's Heart brings the boldness of American whiskey and the smoothness of Irish whiskey to create a new experience worthy of the record books. Drink responsibly.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Well, you have swerved into the weekend with Michael Brown. So hold on to your seats because, well, it's kind of a crazy program. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. I got to get back and read text messages. I'll do it at the next break. A judge in California this past Wednesday issued a temporary restraining order on a school in Chino Valley. In fact, it's the Chino Valley Unified School District. They had adopted a policy that requires schools to inform parents about student gender transitions. Now, my first thought was, why is a school involved in a student's gender transition? That's an issue between the parents and the student. Now, if a student is transitioning, male to female, female to male, or, you know, it to it or whatever, maybe the parents ought to let the school know. But Chino Valley adopted a policy that required the schools to tell parents that their child had told a teacher or a counselor or somebody that they wanted to transition. Trans woman, trans man, I don't know, whichever one it was. But then a judge in San Bernardino Superior Court by the name of Tom Garza, I don't want to point out judges' names, but I want you to know this judge's name, Tom Garza. He granted the temporary order amid an ongoing civil rights lawsuit that was filed last month by the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta. Bonta, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Who claimed that the district's forced outing policy discriminates against the privacy rights of LGBTQ plus IB students and the California Constitution. Forced outing policy? So if a student, now remember, a student, I'm going to make an assumption here. A student has a parent or parents or a guardian, lives with grandma, lives with grandpa, lives with mom, lives with dad, lives with mom and dad, lives with mom and the boyfriend, lives with dad and the girlfriend, or dad and the boyfriend, or mom and the girlfriend. I don't care what the combination is. The school is not the parent. Now, there's a concept called in locus parentis, which means that while the child is at school, the school has a responsibility for that child. And I agree with that, as it used to. based on what it used to mean, which meant that, you know, the school is required to make sure that the student is safe, you know, that the school can discipline the child for doing something that's wrong. You know, they acted in place of the parent, but they didn't take the place of the parent. But that's gone now. According to the official narrative, children are already sexually psychotic before liberals even get their hands on them. The teachers have brainwashed them, and the doctors who chemically castrate them in preparation for eventual sex change mutilation, they're only trying to protect them from their parents. Because the parents, they're the real villains. Chino Valley Unified School District represents more than 26,000 students in San Bernardino County. Passed a policy this last summer that requires teachers to inform parents within 3 days, then 72 hours, if their child uses names and pronouns that are different from their birth certificate or tells the school or requests to use school facilities, bathrooms, or join sport teams opposite their gender. Now, that is proper in locus parentis. That is what school districts should do. Hey, parent, your child has come to school, and they don't want to be called him or her. They want to be called whatever it is. Or your little girl wants to join the boys' soccer team. Or your little boy wants to join the girls', you know, I don't know, basketball team. Or, even worse, little Johnny wants to use Sally's bathroom, and Sally wants to use Johnny's bathroom. You know, the very fact I'm even saying that offends me. It's like they're just anything goes anymore. And here's a school district who is simply trying to say, you know what, if we got this going on, we owe it to the parents to let them know that this is going on. And instead, what happens? A judge intervenes and says, nope, you can't do that. You can't let those parents know. Sonia Shaw, who is president of the Chino Valley Unified School District Board of Education, she's an anomaly. Do you know why she's an anomaly? Because she's actually an advocate for parents' rights. She's quoted as saying in this story, I don't understand why they are so gung-ho on this issue, but everything else we have to inform the parents about. Yeah. You know, my wife is semi-retired, although she still goes and does school counseling occasionally. And if students tell her certain things that are important or necessary for the parents to know, she has an obligation to tell those parents. If little Johnny demands that he uses Sally's bathroom, my wife's obligated to let the parents know, hey, listen, you need to be aware of what Johnny's doing here. Except the judge said, no, you can't do that. Now, in case Sonia Shaw, who's the president of the school board in Chino Valley, in case she doesn't really understand, let me spell it out. It seems to me that we've gotten to the point where, and I have a lot of gay friends who are really opposed to the pushing of this transsexual agenda because they feel like the LG and the LGBT is being pushed aside and that the only thing we should focus on is transsexuals. No, let's stop this. Let's just stop the madness. Schools have an obligation to inform the parents. In parentis locus, and you need to tell the parents exactly what's going on. Otherwise, anything goes. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You know a company is looking out for you when they actually upgrade your service and don't charge you for it. This is great news for new and current Pure Talk customers. Pure Talk just added data to every plan and is including a mobile hotspot with each one with no price increase whatsoever. If you've considered Pure Talk before but haven't pulled the trigger, take a look again. Just $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and now 50% more 5G data plus mobile hotspot. Yes, just $20 a month. This is why customers love Pure Talk, who also happens to be veteran-owned and only hires the best customer service team right here in the USA. Most families are saving almost $1,000 a year while enjoying the most dependable 5G network in America. Dial #250 and say save now to make the switch to Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say save now and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.